Think of a reunion for the stars of the musical Wicked. Former Glinda and Elphaba actresses, including Christian Chenoweth, who played the roles on Broadway, have been at a screening of the new movie in New York. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, who take on the leads for the film next month, hosted the event.
Weather.
With Heathrow. Your next trip is closer than you think.
A pretty wet morning in London today, and the rain doesn't look like it's going anywhere either. A high of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart.
From Global.
Tuesday morning, thank you for being there. 8:01, I'm JK.
I'm Kelly Brook.
Right next, Heart, Show Me the Money. Could you be winning £50,000 today? Amy Winehouse and Valerie.
Heart.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
How do you fancy winning up to £50,000? It's our brilliant big money game, Heart, Show Me the Money.
So this is how it works. Between now and 4 o'clock today, you are listening out for the Show Me the Money song. It starts like this.
When you hear that, you need to text in to try and win the money. If you're chosen to come on air, you'll have a big decision to make. You can either keep that daily cash prize or you can turn it down and shout, Heart, show me the money.
You'll then get a new amount that could be higher than the daily cash prize, all the way up to £50,000, or it could be an amount that's lower. So let's find out how much that daily cash prize is worth today. When the Show Me the Money song plays on Heart today, you can win £6,000.
What would you spend £6,000 on? Would you go on holiday? Maybe a new kitchen, bathroom? That would just buy me an oven, to be honest. I do love those wolf ranges.
Keep listening out for the Show Me the Money song, and when you hear it, text the word money and the name of the artist to 82122.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You only have until 8:30 to enter. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged.
You must be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play this Heart Network game. All the rules and online entry details are at heart.co.uk.
You could win £6,000 paid into your bank today, plus the chance to get your hands on a huge £50,000.
Keep listening for the Show Me the Money song and get ready to text money and the name of the artist to 82122, or head over to Global Player.
McDonald's. Until 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Exclusions apply. Price and participation may vary.
Heart Travel.
Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Heart app. Download now.
Morning, Chris. What's happening with the roads?
Morning, JK. There are queues on the M25 clockwise from junction 15 at the M4 towards 16 at the M40. That's after an accident. Also on the M25, further round, slow moving towards the roadworks junction 5 for Sevenoaks. More delays on the M23 northbound between junction 9 for Gatwick Airport and the M25. That's after an accident earlier. And the South Circular, that's closed in both directions because of an accident between the Catford Gyratory and Catford Hill. Hot Travel, I'm Chris Golds.
This is the Heart, Show Me the Money song. You could win a huge £6,000. Plus the chance to win a life-changing £50,000. Text money and the name of this artist to 82122 now. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You have until 8:30 this morning to enter. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. You must be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play this Heart Network game. All the rules and online entry details are at hearts.co.uk. So text money and the name of this artist to 82122 now.
I'm lying here on the floor where you left me. I think I took too much. I'm crying here. What have you done? I thought it would be fun. I can't stay on your life support. There's a shortage in the switch. I can't stay on your morphine because it's making me.
Try to call the nurse again, but she's been a little. I think I'll get out of here. Well, I can run to the fastest I get, to the middle of nowhere, to the middle of my frustrated fears, and I swear.
Breakfast Tuesday morning. If you've got Global Play, the official Hearts app, get it open now because you can see Danny and the other Danny Dyer in the studio this morning. Yes.
Oh, the Dyers.
Here we are.
Two Danny Dyers just going about their day.
Now, guys, did you ever think you two would be doing interviews like this together?
No, not in a million years. You're going to laugh.
You wouldn't have called me Danny Dyer.
No, I wouldn't have. If I thought she was going to be, you know, become more famous than me at one point, I would never have called her Danny Dyer. Freaks a lot of people out at the fact that I called her Danny.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a common thing. My dad's called Tony, my brother's called Tony, so it's not a... I suppose it's because you're a girl.
I always said, is it more of an East End thing? But no, you've said a lot of posh people do it as well.
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, they have...
It's not a new thing.
No.
It is weird, and it's... We're just so very different, Danny Dyers, I suppose.
I find it fascinating. And the great thing is you've got a podcast out now, and this is what we've been waiting for. So Live and Let Dyers, what a title, by the way.
Well, that's all we've got is a title, that's the thing. So, we did do a podcast before, didn't we?
Yeah, we did Sorted with the Dyers before.
We were sort of like Agony Uncle.
Did the TV show as well, didn't you?
Anyway, that was for Spotify and they elbowed us.
Did they? Well, in that case, come to the Global family.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Things happen for a reason.
Exactly.
Exactly. Who is the late one between the two of you then?
No, we're not late people,
are
we?
He's always on time.
No, that's important to me.
So punctuality is a big thing.
I just think you got to get out of that bed and go and get it done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no
I'm trying.
Not a snooze, man. You put snooze on your, you know, your blower, like you have about 18 wake-up calls.
No, I talked about this last week on the show, and apparently you should be up within 10 seconds of your alarm.
Get
out of bed.
I think it's wrong when someone has five different alarms. Java will have that and then go back to sleep.
Yes,
I couldn't go back to sleep. As soon as my alarm's like off, I'm up.
You got to.
I can't sleep.
Get up and attack the day, that's the thing.
Yeah, but no, you are very punctual, I will give you that.
Yeah,
but he likes to be in and out of places very quickly.
I like to get from A to Z as quickly as possible, including this radio interview.
Well, Danny, I like the fact you've kept your coat on. So, like...
Got me little smother on, you know, straight out of the door, bum, bum, bum.
Have you found anything out about each other whilst doing these podcasts?
Not really.
We're very close, but, you know, the premise is... we have a catch-up. Yeah. She's busy, I'm busy. So it's us, just a dad and a daughter having a catch up. And if you think about what our podcast is, just two people talking about stuff that you go, well, what was that about, actually? It's about relationships.
Yeah.
So we have a little chat, bit of a catch up, bit of a vent sometimes, bit of a moment, depends on
I've had
a couple of angry ones.
Well, we've already chatted about public transport, haven't we, before we even started.
So, we can bant about stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've gone in quite tame. UFOs, Bigfoot.
Moon landing. But that's a very controversial moon landing.
Yeah.
People get really upset about that.
So it's me having a, talking about conspiracy theories and just sort of trying to freak Danny out a little bit. And
he likes to educate me.
I like to test her on her sort of spelling and stuff. And
I am clever.
That's what dads do,
yeah. Yeah, I know, but you always throw me off. I panic, don't I?
And I'll make her read out the business, but you know, you're in the game, you have to read out bits and all that, so.
Yeah, and I mean, you think it's hilarious if I get like a word wrong. I always get one wrong.
Yeah.
And then a tumble dyer.
And then we round it up with a tumble. Again, it's just a play on words.
I love a play on words. That's what radio is all about.
Tumble podcast. Dyer.
Yep, brilliant. Breakfast on your Tuesday morning. Danny and Danny Dyer in the studio with us this morning.
Now, Danny, I've got to get personal now. You are engaged to Jared. Did he ask your dad's permission to marry you?
Yeah, no, he called me up and everything. Asked for a hand in marriage.
I would have been terrified. And I know you're a lovely guy, but
you've got to remember, I'm obsessed with this man. So there's nothing he can do wrong in my eyes.
True, actually.
He scored the winning goal in the European final. So
Danny, you did well there, didn't you? You knew exactly what you were doing.
I feel like it's about time I'll give you a good one, eh?
I was due one. we discussed that and how intimate it was they're cute and lovely and they made a lovely little video about it. And so, it's little anecdotes between dad and daughter.
I only found out today that a daughter-father dance thing is something at a wedding. This wasn't a thing for, it was always about the first dance between the couple, but apparently there's a daughter-dad dance. Did you know about this?
Yeah, I heard about this the other day and someone mentioned it to me because I've got a few weddings next year.
Yeah.
And they do a dad and daughter dance. That's so special.
Like rehearsed.
Because apparently, I'd love the rehearsal thing, but is it a bit extra? I just think
it's a bit odd.
Some people do proper dirty dancing, not me and you. You know, like when they do.
I was going to say,
the lift.
It was just getting worse.
The lift, didn't they? Imagine
you're whacking around my neck and all that.
The iconic lift. You've seen Dirty Dancing, which she runs up to.
Yeah, but I shouldn't be doing. You should be doing that with your father.
No, not me and you. But that's what people do. Loads of choreography.
Although I'd love to see you and Jared do a little.
Imagine Jared doing that.
In his full West Ham kit.
Would he be allowed to do that though? Because if he's injured, I mean, that's not great.
He just wouldn't. He's so shy, isn't he?
He is quite shy.
He's petrified of the whole thing. I don't think he understands what goes into it, to be honest.
No, but I didn't. I don't think most... Listen, I'm generalising. I don't think most men do. We just turn up with a guest.
I had to deal with the entertainment. That's all I had to deal with. Everything else was done and dusted.
Exactly.
But also, I mean, look, it doesn't need my touch. My touch would... It needs your touch. Yeah.
It's sort of about... It is about the woman.
Yeah.
It's the woman's day. She deserves it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You could have someone that's really onto it, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Obsessed with everything.
We haven't discussed the dress yet. I mean, I know it's coming. I'm going to get whacked with a very naughty bill.
But you said you was going to do the bar bill.
I'll do the bar bill and the dress.
The dress, I'll get you a real good discount, I reckon.
Okay, that's the result.
And I won't do doubles, we won't do tequila, any shot.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Oh, no, you've got to let people get off their nut, darling. It's a wedding, so.
Right, well, we're running out of time. Danny, before you go, I've just got to ask you, it's Danny, Big Danny, are you going back to EastEnders?
Weird thing for me.
You know they're going to ask this.
Yeah,
so.
No, but there's no other job like it, is there? Like, you do a job, you move on to other things. But I'm constantly being asked when I'm going back. Now, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Disney show called Rivals, which is amazing.
We've been talking about it loads.
Yeah, I've got no.
Honestly,
who knows what's going to happen in the future? But at the moment, no, I'm cracking on.
But it's always nice to.
Whoa, that's ballsy. New Terry's Chocolate Milk Ball! Deliciously unsquare. Heart
Travel. Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Heart app. Download now.
Morning, Chris. What's happening with the roads?
Morning, JK. There are queues on the M25 clockwise from junction 15 at the M4 towards 16 for the M40. That's after an accident. Also on the M25, further round, slow moving towards the roadworks junction 5 for Sevenoaks. More delays on the M23 northbound between junction 9 for Gatwick Airport and the M25. That's after an accident earlier. And the south...
Tuesday morning, this is Heart Breakfast with JK and Kelly Brook.
The Heart Showbiz Heart with Ashley Roberts.
All right, we've got our first glimpse of the Bears' Jeremy Allen as Bruce Springsteen, because he's going to be playing him in this new movie coming out. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing, that they don't necessarily think he looks like him, but because he's such a great actor, we know he's got that kind of like je ne sais quoi about him. What was that accent I said?
Who's
Jeremy Allen from The Bear. He's done the Calvin Klein ads.
Oh, yeah. We like him.
We love him.
Oh, you've got retention
now. The one on the
Calvin Klein, honey. That's all we got to say.
I don't know his TV shows, but I know the Calvin Klein ads.
They were juicy, right? We were all tuning into that. So he's playing Bruce Springsteen in this new movie.
Great.
But I'm excited for it just because I think he's such a great actor.
I think they've got to look like the person. Like, you think about the Elvis movie with Austin.
Yeah.
Like, that was phenomenal. And he was Elvis.
Yeah, but I feel like because Jeremy Allen's such a great actor, he's going to bring something to it.
Okay.
I mean, he was booked for a reason, right? Let's hope so.
Look, I get it. You both love him, all right? I get it. Yeah.
It comes out next year. Deliver Me Nowhere, it's called. And yeah, out next year. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen is pregnant.
Oh.
Was excited about this. Because her and Tom Brady, NFL star, they split up about like a year or so ago. And she quickly got into a relationship. But, you know, it's been love, right? I mean,
that was quick.
Jiu-jitsu guy.
Right. I thought of you this morning when I was riding this.
I like him. I like all the martial arts boys.
So this will be a baby 3 in her life, but first baby with him together.
Well, I watched the Tom Brady roast.
I saw
Did
that.
Did you see it?
Yeah, and they were going in on the jiu-jitsu
guy.
He was taking the heat.
I mean, out of all the guys you want to get, you don't want to go in on a jiu-jitsu guy,
no,
do you?
No, this is it. I know, right?
There's a fine line between bullying and banter, JK.
I've tried to tell you this all the time.
She's very excited about this.
You're the one that told me. Yeah, that's right.
Congrats goes out to her. Now, Kristen Chenoweth, who plays Glinda in the Broadway show, Wicked, has given the 2 thumbs up that she's gone and seen a screening of the new movie and she loves it. I mean, she honestly couldn't say, like, anything better about it. She's like, everybody go see it. It was amazing. I was moved. I loved it. I cried. I was emotional. All the things.
And she got it. She wasn't in it, though.
Possibly.
I mean, come on.
Sounds like it. Do you know what's even better about this movie? Now, you know me. I'm Team Gladiator because Gladiator 2 is coming out around about the same time.
Yeah.
But I saw something this morning on the train. You know that everything you hear song-wise, they've performed live. So have a listen to this.
Okay. So that raw and real emotion that we are recording on set right now will be what you hear and experience in the theater.
Just you and I defying gravity. With you and I.
Wait, so who's that?
All live. That's the movie.
They didn't record it afterwards.
No, they sang it live. They had to take a recording studio on set.
That's epic, though.
Fantastic.
So it's like you're going to see, it's kind of crazy.
Like a live concert.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a movie. I'm here for it. Listen, I'm excited for the Gladiator film. I'm excited for the Wicked film. I'm excited for it all.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice time.
Big song, Source, Kenny Staton, You Got the Love. Tuesday morning, this is Heart Breakfast.
Heart. Show me the money.
We are giving you the chance to win up to £50,000 is our brilliant big money game, Heart, Show Me the Money.
So today, the Show Me the Money song is worth £6,000. Let's say good morning to Melissa. Morning, Melissa.
Morning.
Morning, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
What would you do with the cash right now?
I'd probably save it, maybe use it towards a holiday, something like that.
Are we thinking a holiday this year or next year?
Probably next year.
I think so. I think that holiday after Christmas, I always say this, but I think it's a nice time to go, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Somewhere warm.
February, when it's all dark and miserable here.
Yeah, that's
And it's been winter for 8 months. Right, you heard the Show Me the Money song a little earlier. Can you tell me who the artist is?
It was Pink.
That is the correct answer. You've got yourself £6,000.
Wow.
Right, so you've got a big decision to make now.
Well, let's remember though, £6,000, you can easily get a holiday for £6,000 next year if that's what you want. But the decision you've got to make, Melissa, is do you want to keep that £6,000 or are you going to be brave and shout, "Heart, show me the money"? Now, remember how this works. It could go down, it could go up to £50,000. The choice is 100% yours. What are your thoughts?
I think I'm going to take the £6,000.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Congratulations! Yes. You've won yourself £6,000. That will be in your bank account today. But we do need to find out how much money you would have won if you shouted, "Heart, show me the money."
Ready, Melissa?
Okay, ready.
Here we go.
£1,000.
The right choice.
You would have lost £4,000.
Tuesday morning, this is Heart Breakfast with JK and Kelly Brooks. So the dials have been on, Danny and Danny. If you missed it, Global Player, the official Heart app, you can watch the video there. We also spoke to Ian about his pumpkin mosaic. Yeah, Ian does pumpkin art. I mean, so much on the show so far.
Coming up on...
Is it that sweet, I guess so.
Sabrina Carpenter. An espresso. Read that headline without laughing.
Okay. A woman has married a ghost, but she divorced him because he keeps disappearing. This is a true story. An artist who married the ghost of a Victorian soldier named Eduardo has reportedly ended the relationship after less than a year. Aww. She claimed that the marriage began to fall apart due to her ghost husband's erratic behavior. She described how he even became increasingly possessive and unsettling, leading her to eventually divorce him.
Well, he would be possessed. So, I mean, that's just the way it works, surely. So she said he would rather, he would routinely disappear and then emerge days later smelling of Chanel No. 5.
That's another woman.
They say he's a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite of a Nazi. I don't know.
Donald Trump held a rally in Georgia where he denied he was a fascist following claims by Democrats and former colleagues. Kamala Harris is in the swing state of Michigan where she's expected to give her final big speech before the election next week. It's thought 30 million people in the US have already voted. There's going to be more funding for the NHS. Ministers have confirmed tomorrow's budget will deliver billions of pounds to unlock 2 million appointments a year. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is preparing to deliver her tax and spending plans tomorrow lunchtime. Do stay with Heart for the latest. Police have stepped up patrols in Canning Town after two people were shot at the weekend. The men, aged 25 and 27, were taken to hospital in the early hours of Saturday. No one has been arrested. And it's been something of a reunion for the stars of the musical Wicked. Former Glinda and Elphaba actresses, including Kristen Chenoweth, who played the roles on Broadway, have been at a screening of the new movie in New York. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, who take on the leads for the film next month, hosted the event.
Weather.
With Heathrow, your next trip